Chapter 33. It's back to Paris. When I got to Paris, it was nighttime, and my only connection in Paris was that lady who had set me up in her daughter's flat that time. So I called her up and told her that I had just arrived in Paris, and could I come over to her flat? She lived in this huge, beautiful flat, and I know that because I had been there a couple of times when I was staying at her daughter's place, and I figured that there would be plenty of room for a guest, plus I was pretty sure that she had something for me. But her reply to me was, "Brad, I'm looking for a boyfriend, not a roommate." That one little sentence was said to me over the phone some 35 years ago, but it stuck with me. She wasn't nasty, she was just being honest. That time when she gave me her daughter's flat, she was after a boyfriend then as well, and I know that I disappointed her. Not sure if I had mentioned this before, but I do remember she and I walking around Paris one day holding hands. I was 32 and she was around 60, but that's as far as we went, so she most likely didn't see any potential there, and maybe hence the response. I probably could have schmoozed her to get in, but I just can't fake a sex drive, can you? Well, after the rejection, I wandered around in the dark for a bit, not long, but a half hour or so, contemplating what to do next, and my heart really wasn't into staying in Paris. And then just like that, as were most of my decisions back then, I came up with the idea to move to New York City and study acting and become a movie star. Maybe God was whispering in my ear. No idea. Remember that time when I was a stockbroker and I was walking around the office that day, sort of in a daze, and all of a sudden decided to quit the business, realizing that my heart wasn't in it? Well, this was a similar deal. It was sort of like been there, done that, and time to move on. Paris was a girl that I had fallen in love with, but it was time to move on. I know you, the reader, probably can't relate to this truly spur-of-the-moment stuff, nor can I as I write about it all these years later, but I swear to you, my thought process was as I described it here. I hadn't thought of moving to New York prior to this moment in time. It was spur-of-the-moment, like all of my actions were at that time in my life, and so the very next day, I flew to Kennedy Airport, New York City. End of chapter.